Ahead of the 2018 midterm elections, Texans will be seeing and hearing a barrage of political ads. But for some rural Texans, they'll also be seeing a very different kind of ad. TPR's Ryan Poppy has a story.
When you first see a man pop up on screen in a cowboy hat, you usually don't expect him to say this.
Medical cannabis isn't legal for most Texans, and that's just not right.
As he talks, clips show the unnamed man fixing a tractor and doing chores on his country homestead. He describes his struggles to treat work-related injuries before discovering cannabis.
It's important to understand that it really is a medicine. It's a plant-based medicine. I like to work outside. I like to be outdoors. I want to hunt. I want to fish. I like to be out on the farm. It truly improved my quality of life.
Right now in Texas, only a person suffering from intractable epilepsy can be prescribed cannabidiol or CBD oil with the recommendations from two doctors. The ads are produced by a group called the Foundation for an Informed Texas. Executive Director Jack Finkel says they want those laws expanded.
So we're working on an education campaign focused on rural Texas so that we can go to people in rural areas and make sure that they understand what kind of program we have in Texas and then understand a little bit more about what medical cannabis really is.
Finkel says they're trying to ease negative attitudes towards medical marijuana to get people talking about it before the 2019 legislative session. And this ad is just the beginning.
We're currently working on building up to do a media buy through cable, mostly cable. And then ultimately, when we start doing the town hall, we want to do some banner ads.
But changing minds won't be easy. And Jackson County Sheriff A.J. Lauterbach says that's a good thing. He lives near Edna, a community northeast of Victoria with a population just shy of 6,000 people.
Marijuana addictions are very real and something that law enforcement, for sure for Texas sheriffs, we stand against that. This is not an answer for Texas.
He's also the legislative director for the Sheriff's Association of Texas, a group made up of mostly rural county sheriffs. Lauterbach worries the ultimate motivation behind these ads is to, in the long run, make recreational marijuana legal in Texas.
You know, it's beyond discussion point that marijuana is not a gateway drug into the adoption of a drug culture.
Jax Finkel says she hopes her group's media blitz, which picks up in August, can help reverse this type of thinking. Right now, lawmakers say medical cannabis isn't the top thing on their minds. State Senator Charles Perry, a Lubbock Republican, says his constituents aren't bringing it up.
At least in 51 counties I serve, there's not been an overwhelming swell of people running to me saying, we've got to do this. So I think there's a lot of education yet to be done. I think there's a lot of momentum yet to be gained.
Perry says, personally, he's on the fence about expanding the state's medical marijuana program. He'd like to see more research, but realistically, in 2019...
budget's going to be the biggest issue, and then you throw in Harvey affected and impacted areas, specifically in school districts. We've got some real infrastructure issues to at least present and deal with, so I don't see there's a lot of room for this particular item.
Still, Jax Finkel and her Foundation for Informed Texas are undeterred. She hopes her group's campaign will at least help some Texans start to consider the role marijuana could play in terms of their medical care. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.